I must see if I can't find a more or less decent giant to block it up again, said Gandalf, or soon there'll be no getting over the mountains at all. As soon as Gandalf had heard Bilbo's yell, he realized what had happened. In the flash which killed the goblins that were grabbing him, he had nipped inside the crack, just as it snapped to. He followed after the drivers and prisoners right to the edge of the great hall, and there he sat down and worked up the best magic he could in the shadows.
A very ticklish business it was, he said. Touch and go.
But, of course, Gandalf had made a special study of bewitchments with fire and lights. Even the Hobbit had never forgotten the magic fireworks of old Took's Midsummer Eve parties, as you remember. The rest we all know, except that Gandalf knew all about the back door, as the goblins called the lower gate, where Bilbo lost his buttons. As a matter of fact, it was well known to anybody who was acquainted with this part of the mountains. But it took a wizard to keep his head in the tunnels and guide them in the right direction.
They made that gate ages ago, he said. Partly for a way of escape, if they needed one. Partly as a way out into the lands beyond, where they still come in the dark and do great damage. They guard it always, and no one has ever managed to block it up. They will guard it doubly after this, he laughed.
All the others laughed too. After all, they had lost a good deal, but they had killed the great goblin and a great many others besides, and they had all escaped, so they might be said to have had the best of it so far. But the wizard called them to their senses.
We must be getting on at once. Now we are a little rested, he said. They will be out after us in hundreds when night comes on, and already shadows are lengthening. They can smell our footsteps for hours and hours after we have passed. We must be miles on before dusk. There will be a bit of moon, if it keeps fine, and that is lucky. Not that they mind the moon much, but it will give us a little light to steer by. Oh, yes, he said in answer to more questions from the Hobbit. You lose track of time inside goblin tunnels. Today's Thursday, and it was Monday night or Tuesday morning that we were captured. We've gone miles and miles and come right down through the heart of the mountains, and we are now on the other side. Quite a shortcut. But we are not at the point to which our pass would have brought us. We are too far to the north, and have some awkward country ahead. And we are still pretty high up. Let's get on.